scrolling through the newsfeed on Facebook, posting selfies on Instagram, and following the latest on Twitter. Here are your trending topics.
And Megan is over at the Nightstand Studios. And did you do any Cyber Monday? I know we talked about it yesterday. You said you weren't really doing much, but did you end
up
doing
it? Zero.
Zero.
Zero Cyber Monday and zero Black Friday.
Wow.
I shop when I want to shop. I don't shop on someone else's schedule.
Okay. All right.
Plus, well, I was busy. Didn't feel like it.
See, that's what I was thinking. See, I shop on those days just because, you know, it's going to save me a little bit of money so that I can do stuff like this. Like, today is Giving Tuesday.
Oh, okay.
So it's a day to celebrate generosity and give to others. So give yourself it's a great gift to give, you know, a nonprofit or a local organization. And if you want to, you know, post pictures and use the hashtag Giving Tuesday, you can do that as well. According to SurveyMonkey, 89% of Americans have done something to support a nonprofit this year, and many plan to donate for Giving Tuesday.
I could get into Giving Tuesday, and see, I saved all my money because I didn't spend any of it yet. So, you know, I think it might be wise for them to move Giving Tuesday to Thursday before Black Friday.
Ooh, so Giving
people
Thursday.
People haven't run out of money.
Yeah, yeah, or but, Wednesday even would work.
Wednesday even, yeah. But people, have, I mean, I know it's been around for a while, so they're probably not going to move it now, but that would be my advice. If they would have asked me for advice, that's what I would have said.
Nice.
Well, I've also got some other advice for you, and it is we need to just calm down with all this animal, all these pet products. So the Daily Edge claims that national grocery store chain is launching a new line of non-alcoholic drinks for cats and dogs.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay, first of all, I love that they have to call out that it's non-alcoholic because, I mean, do they sell alcoholic drinks for cats and dogs? I've never seen this.
I don't think so.
Well, anyway, it's a beer for dogs called Bottom Sniffer. It's non-carbonated and contains barley, malt, water, and chicken flavoring. A bottle costs around $4. The cat wine is called Paw Seco and is available in both a blush and a white. The wine contains no grapes because they can cause kidney failure in pets.
Ouch.
Instead, Paw Seco is blended with elderflower, ginseng, and lime flower. What is the benefit to the animal?
I don't know. I know, like, the barley and all that stuff. I mean, that's really stuff you're going to find in your dog's dog food. But
do you want that in your dog's dog food? I thought the whole point was they were supposed to have less grain.
Well, yeah. Or, you know, a little light grain like that is okay, I guess. But I just don't see my dog or any cat wanting to drink this stuff. I mean, they barely drink water. I mean, they're drinking water, but anytime they smell something they don't really like, they're going to shy away. So why would you go and buy this and then your dog or cat doesn't like it? Doesn't make any sense.
Seems like a joke gift. Maybe, you know, give Plinko a bottle for Christmas and see what he says.
I wouldn't be surprised if somebody gets me this product for Plinko. I would not be surprised if that ends up being...
Bottom Sniffer is a pretty funny name.
Oh, yeah. The names alone, Bottom Sniffer and Paw Seco, I think are great.
Those are great.
Check this out. So UglyChristmasSweater.com is hoping to set a new world record for the most people wearing ugly Christmas sweaters at one time. And you're in luck. It's not too far away. They're going to attempt to break this world record on December 9th at Beacon Park in downtown Detroit. So the previous record was set during the Kansas-Montana basketball game on December 19th, it was only 3,473 people. I think we could easily break that record.
We could. Now, is there a judge who decides if your sweater is ugly enough?
Ooh, now that is a good question.
Seems very subjective. You know, if you showed up in a regular sweater.
Yeah, or just like a sweater that has some silly designs on it.
Right.
It's got to be pretty ugly for me to qualify it as an ugly Christmas sweater.
Yeah, that could add an extra layer of complication to this.
But I'm sure
it sounds like a lot of fun.
I'm sure the people at UglyChristmasSweater.com will gladly sell you an ugly Christmas sweater if yours does not work out.
Yes, there's the catch. Yeah. That's where they get you.